say we go dancing.
I'm in.
Let's go dancing.
Okay, but not somewhere I'm gonna feel worse about myself when no one's interested because I'm fat.
Maybe the universe is telling me that I should fuck that cute virgin and give him the great first time experience that I never had.
That's not karma, that's statutory rape.
You're such a Sex in the City
podcast.
I'm a lost cause. Go on without me. Save yourselves.
Shut up, you bitches! I called the cops!
Fuck my car!
Yeah, keep talking. I'll come down there and cut it off for you.
Gay boyfriends are the loophole of monogamy.
I'm a 34-year-old nerd.
I would rather have that cat die from euthanasia than die from crack.
I would,
yeah, crack use. That's how cats generally die.
So I would rather.
If he's on the streets, that's, you know, he's going to get into that stuff.
Yeah, it's a huge problem, dude.
I would rather the cat died in absolution of all of other cats' sins. Like made the ultimate sacrifice.
Jesus cat?
Yes.
Jesus cat?
Yeah. Jesus kitten.
Kitty Christ?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where's that, like, spinoff? Where is a, like, Bible recreation?
According to Tabby.
Straight up.
Just straight up cats.
I was Googling
cat Bible
Jesus
stories
stuff today.
Yes.
And there's a thing called the Jesus diet.
Awesome.
And they're magnets. And one magnet is your body is a temple. Fill it with salad.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
You think Jesus ate a lot of salad?
He had to have.
I think
salad and fish, bro.
Probably a lot of fish. A
little bit of bread.
A lot of bread, probably, too. Unleavened bread.
Yep.
You know, maybe didn't have as much carbs. But also, he's tilling the fields and making a lot of furniture and shit, so I'm sure he's not worried about the carbs.
Right. Exactly.
But that's for another podcast, guys. Let's get into
our
this
follow-up
one.
Podcast.
Yep.
All about our Lord and Savior,
yep,
Jesus Cats.
It's going to be
called... Meow, baby. Are these for me?
Yeah, you can use those. It's going to be called... Our spinoff one is Sex and the Jerusalem.
Yep. We're going to let that one sit for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because, guys, guess what? Daryl Williams.
What about Sex and the Kitty?
Oh, I like that.
Come on.
That's way better.
I like that, but also sounds like we're having sex with cats.
Okay.
Daryl, are you saying that your love for Kitty is purely platonic?
It is. Well, I would say it's monogamous in the sense of she better not be fucking any other humans besides me.
This is a great moment.
Well, okay. So, April, how's things?
Oh, you know, not weird at all. Not scary.
So,
I just, like, there's a partition in this room, and it's just like, what horrors is April blocking out, you know?
Tons,
Daryl,
I would assume.
And the kitty, I don't...
I have a pair of earplugs, and I have, you know, my own little set of blinders, like a horse, so no matter where I go, I can't see what's happening with Daryl and the cat.
Meow.
Yeah, guys, I think this is a good moment to say, Daryl, speaking of you, you are such a Sex in the City podcast.
No, April, you are even more a Sex in the City podcast.
And joining us today, Andrea Guzzetta, you are such a Sex in the City podcast.
Oh my God, I'm such a Sex in the City podcast.
Bow, 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 bow,
yeah,
bow.
A repeat returning guest. Thank you again.
I'm here for a good time, not for a long time.
Right.
Baby.
Oof.
So,
we got a Samantha in the house. I love it.
I
wish I was a Samantha.
We wish we were Samantha.
I don't think I would like you as a Samantha.
I would love you,
Charlotte,
as a Samantha.
You would be a different person. I'd be like, whoa, where did Andrea get all these fangs?
I'm a Charlotte Miranda crossover where I'm like kind of bitchy and I want everything to be right. And I think I'm a little bit better than other people. Like, that's where I'm at. It's just like, why would you do it this way? I'm right and adorable.
And you still want like maybe a little bit of those traditional values of like maybe a husband someday or.
Tricking my man into marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell yeah. There you go. See, I'm full on Miranda. Doesn't make me happy to say that. I just recognize it's true. Maybe I might have a little bit of Stanford in there, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What's Miranda about you?
What's Miranda? I'm pretty neurotic.
I also have that.
Yeah, she wants it her way.
I'm not the attractive one in most of my groups of friends.
Yeah, sometimes often thought as a lesbian.
Yeah, yeah, that too.
I want it my way.
And she's going to do it her way in the sense of, like, she might have sex with a dude, but that doesn't mean you're going to be now my boyfriend who fathers this child.
Yeah, or even my baby daddy.
That's what I mean.
Like, I could totally see being a single parent. I can't imagine being, like, a parent with multiple people. I don't really imagine being a parent either. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I could see, like, adopting a kid and just being like, this is what I'm doing now. Still gonna be, like, fucking and stuff, but, like, this is my kid. And I'll be able to trust this person.
I'm gonna take care of you.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter who your daddy was.
Okay, Andrea, I think this is an excellent moment because you have been on this podcast before.
I have.
And as we all know, you do have some knowledge of Sex and the City from watching it in your life. So just a little refresher for those who didn't listen to the last episode. What is your, like, general knowledge of the show Sex and the City?
Okay, general knowledge is there's four women.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. They be fucking.
They yep. be definitely fucking.
They do not be fucking any people of color.
Well,
Samantha does it with two different people of color, but
she does have a dude of color for a little bit.
And a lady
do they
of
have
color.
Any speaking roles?
Yeah.
He okay. does get a they speaking have some role. Lines. But
they
arguably,
are in the episode for one episode.
My yeah. issue, yep. my biggest issue with Sex and the City is just like as an adult woman who's not attracted to white dudes, there's just not enough eye candy for me.
That's real. That's very
so
real.
So it's just I have a tough time with it. But
yeah, ew, white dudes. I wouldn't want to bone them either.
I'm sure they're great. There's some great ones. I just, like, personally, I just right. have a tough time finding a physical attraction there. Mm. So
you have a type.
I do, yeah. It's just, like, and it's, like, just mostly not white. Like, I have dated white guys, but they've never been my, like, first choice. Sorry, dudes I've dated. I'm so sorry. You're
no,
great.
They're listening. They're all like, what?
They're not listening to curses. Who fucking cares? They're all just like, oh, hey, you're around and nice and we get along. But then, like,
yeah,
I hang out with them and then it's just like, forever? No way, dude.
It's the dating out of convenience and also, mm-hmm. like, you know that you have someone to bang.
For sure.
Regularly. And you're like, I'm just not going to think about the rest of my thoughts about you.
It's like the pizza rolls.
I don't
want to
acknowledge
boyfriends.
It. Yeah.
You're like, you're around. You're fine.
I'm drunk.
This is fine.
Mm-hmm.
For a while.
There's 18 of you.
Yeah. For a year. It's fine.
And I'm going to go through all of you in one night.
And right. in the end, it's not that satisfying, but also it was fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I definitely got fatter while we were together. Like, it's
well, yeah. Let's hope,
I'll laugh about it later.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's hope that they were hoping for an ethnic woman as well instead.
No, I mean, they're actually no. The first white guy I dated is now married to one of my good friends at the time.
Oh, mazel tov.
Yeah, they have a baby. It's cute. It's
bar mitzvah.
Good. But it was like, it was one of those situations where I was like, yo, I don't want to date him anymore. And she's like, I'm about that. I'm like, you know, it'd be cool if you didn't because I told you what his dick looked like and it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, but I want that though. And then it's like, okay, well, you guys like made it forever.
Well,
and
did
like,
you talk it up?
It's fine. No, it was fine. It was a fine dick. It
you
was
talked
fine.
It down and she was still like, now I'll try.
I mean, he was a virgin when I met him, so, like, his game wasn't great, but, like,
yeah,
it was
maybe,
good.
Maybe it got better, also.
It could have also gotten better.
Live and learn.
And also, like, the thing is, too, if, like, two people vibe, like, I think they really vibed. So, like, if two people really vibe and they're about each other and they, like, get each other and they decide, like, let's make a baby, more power to you. Like, don't let me hold you back.
Yeah. It's not my place to be like, that man's gross at that
yeah,
point or whatever.
Like,
unless if he like hits you or something.
Well,
if it's
is,
not
like,
just like, he's not my type.
Hey,
so
maybe,
yeah.
maybe you're like Dane Cook in that movie, Good Luck Chuck, where you know, every dude that you hook up with, the next girl that he hooks up with is going to be the girl that he marries. You're just that like
that's
setup.
That's actually so far that's... For
maybe
the
not
dudes
with
I
the...
dated seriously, that's true. So, like, everyone I dated in
Me
Milwaukee,
too.
That's mostly true.
Mm-hmm.
Dudes I've dated here in L.A., not true at all. People in L.A. date, like...
No, it's just
they
a...
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, well, yep. there's more social currency to keep yourself open with options and stuff.
That's true.
And it's not necessarily, like, I want to be... I don't want to be monogamous. It's like, there's just that always like, the grass is greener. I could always just have that step up.
Honestly, I think it's because when people move here from other places, they're like, well, I have this dream I'm pursuing and everything comes second to my dream.
Yes.
But then it's like, okay, well, good luck being 50 and alone. Like, that's fine. You might become successful, but you're also do it alone. So, yep. Like, I think you can be successful and still have a partner and have a meaningful life. You just have to find a balance.
It's so true.
And it's that same thing of just, you know, whatever works for the individual. But a lot of us, I think, have to learn the hard way. I'm like, you just described me. So.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. Whether it's true or not, like, whatever it is, like, I'm just like, yeah, I get that. And I realize that it's not... There are flaws to my thinking or whatever, but at the same time, like, I also recognize I'm still in a place in my brain where willingness to compromise
is
on
less.
Certain
For
things
sure.
is, like, that's not where I'm at currently.
Well, I think that the weird thing about Los Angeles especially is people want a relationship out of convenience. Mm-hmm. So they were like, well, I want it when I have time and I want it when it works for my schedule, and no one wants to really compromise any part of their lives to like have a relationship.
Right.
Yep. So relationships just kind of fade out.
Well, I think that's why like dating apps are so popular, and like it's another way to just like, yeah, turn like having sex like an Uber ride or whatever.
It totally is. Like, it's just like, this is convenient. This yeah. is what works. It's fine. I have a coworker straight up. He's been dating this girl for like 2 years and they do not live together. And she is moving out of state to go to grad school. And I was like, you know, you're breaking up, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know that this is what's happening.
Definitely.
And he's like, no, we're going to like do distance. And I'm like, you're breaking up with her by choosing not to move to her city. You're breaking up with this person.
Definitely.
Just so you know,
it's true.
By neither of you like reaching out and finding a place in the middle or compromising
totally.
Or whatever.
Totally.
No, we're going to still sext. It's going to still
why?
Be fine.
Like, what do you need here that's so great? Like, you're just showing her you don't really care that much and you don't want to build a life with
yeah,
her.
But also maybe he doesn't.
Yeah, and that's
like
fine,
terror.
But just, like, be honest about it. Don't be like,
yeah.
we should do distance. It's like, no.
It's just like a lot of girls in Sex and the City or life where you don't know how to end things. It's so hard to just be
it's
like,
hard to end
you
things.
Don't know when to see the, like, you know, whatever, the proof in the pudding or
yeah.
whatever they call it.
Well, you don't want
to
be honest with yourself. You're like, well, maybe this is all I deserve. Like, maybe this is what's good enough.
Right. Right.
Whatever. We turn a lot of blind eyes to those things that are in front of us, and you're like, no, don't look at that. It can't hurt me if I don't look at it.
Exactly.
I think we need to hop into this world of Sex and the City, because I feel like we've got some deep relationship talk going
on. Oh, hell yeah.
And we're going to have a lot to talk about afterwards. So last question before we get started, Andrea, what are you hoping to get from this episode?
From this episode? Just fun. I hope it's fun. I hope we have a lot of stuff to make fun of.
Yes.
I hope there's at least one non-white dick for me to see.
No.
I don't know if we're going to see any dick this episode.
You know what I mean, though.
No, I know what you mean. We're
maybe
on the same page. But
a good dicking down.
Maybe some
will.
Characters that are of some ethnicity. Who knows?
We'll find out. Yeah.
But before we get to that any further, we got to get to the elevator pitch.
Yeah.
And then we will get to this week's episode.
Hey, Zach, how's it going?
Well, hey, April, how are you doing?
I'm solid. Is,
cool.
What happened on Sex and the City last night?
Oh, you didn't catch it?
No, missed it.
It was a pretty good episode, pretty good episode. So it kind of starts, Carrie's trying to figure out the cover for her book that's coming out based on the articles that she's been writing the whole series. And you know, they're pitching it to her, but, you know, they show her the cover and it's like, it's completely sexualized. Like, she's naked on the cover and like Sex in the City is just like covering up her boobies and her vajayjay. I don't usually talk this way in the office, but since I know you're a Sex in the City fan, I know you don't mind.
Yeah. No. This is girl talk right now.
Yeah, totally. And so she's just like, hey, that's not me at all. So, Samantha says like, well, let me help you out. So then Samantha starts trying to help her, but all of her suggestions are way too sexual too, and Carrie's like, dude, I don't want to do this. And it gets to the point where I forgot to mention Carrie walks in on Samantha giving some dude a BJ, and then Carrie's all like judging her about it to the other girls, and Samantha's all feelings hurt about it, and she's like, oh, you just think I'm a whore pretty much, and I didn't expect this type of treatment from you, which is you know, pretty mean.
Right, that's rough.
Yeah, and then eventually Samantha, she walks in on Stanford giving some dude a blowjob, and she's like, all right, well, I see a little bit where you're coming from. I'm just like not sure who I am after this big relationship that just ended for me. And Carrie's like, oh, I'm sorry for judging you. You know, they're aww, good at the end of that. Meanwhile, we got Charlotte. She's like getting a self-help book. She tries to buy it at the store, but
my floor's coming up. I got just...
Oh, God. Well, then don't worry. That was the worst subplot. The big one, Miranda, she's like going to Weight Watchers because she's trying to lose her baby weight.
Oh, yeah.
And then she meets some fat dude there, and he's a stress eater, or a shame eater. And so he eats her out, and then she tries to make out with her. And she's like, oh, no, don't do that. And it grosses her out. Yeah, you know, like he eats when he's feeling bad. So
yeah,
he's hurt. Sorry, girl talk again.
Yeah, I know, yeah, right?
And she's just not into it. And she brings it up to him. And then he's like, well, I don't need to be treated this way. And he just walks out of her apartment, like, basically naked.
He's naked?
Yeah, well, he wraps himself in her sheet. He kind of steals her sheet. One of the things they don't really bring up again later.
Did he leave his clothing there?
Yeah, dude, he left like his shoes and his clothing there. Isn't this your floor?
Oh man, I'm sorry. That was so good. Door's almost closed. Okay, yeah. I gotta watch that. I'll talk to you later about it.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I don't like you.
All right, so obviously we're all caught up, right? Wasn't that a great recap?
I'm so excited. This is fantastic.
So you understand where all the characters are psychologically right now.
Yeah, I think Miranda's mostly worried about her sheet, is from what I understand.
Yeah.
And I
would be.
I would be too, yeah. It's really upsetting to just have, like, what? Am I supposed to sleep on the sheet and then just, like, blankets on top of me like some type of barbarian? Like, yeah. I need a top sheet. I'm not a monster.
That's always one, like, TV trope that I never understood, where people will always take the whole sheet with them to, like, kind of walk around in, or, like, still be,
it's
like...
It's disgusting and upsetting.
Yeah. And it's the thing, like, obviously in real life, we don't care. I've seen you naked. You can just walk around
naked.
I think
it's because for TV, they're like, we got to keep it PG-13.
Obviously.
No titties.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Which is like the fun part.
I do that. And if
you walk around with a whole sheet on you?
Yes. If I had sheets,
I was gonna
right
say,
now.
You have no sheets.
I do not own sheets currently. I got a mattress. That's pretty good.
Gives no sheets.
Exactly. But when I have them, it makes me feel like a superhero or like a human cocoon if I walk around in it.
You're
so,
yeah,
just
adorable.
Just saying.
I love you so much.
I'm going to erupt into a beautiful butterfly at some point during the day who puts on normal clothes, but not right now.
And here's a non sequitur.
Right now, I'm eating cereal.
I just wanted to bring up is, like, nothing feels better than a girl that wants to cover up really bad after you've had sex with her.
That feels good to you?
No.
Okay.
It's like, we just had sex, and she's like, give me those sheets. I need to cover.
I need,
like,
to cover my shame.
God.
Super sexy. Whoa.
Yep. There you go. It's the beautiful, really messed up, very early 2000s world of Sex in the City.
Can we time out for 2 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Do you guys fuck in here?
What?
Like...
Oh, each other? No.
Not each other, but like...
Yes.
I have fucked, but only on the beanbag chair, and then like once on Daryl's bed, which I apologized for.
What do you do? Do you guys like tag out? Are you like, yo, I'm about to fuck, can you peace out for like an hour?
Kind
like, how
of.
Do you coordinate that?
I think it's more or less the other will say, hey, I'm going to be gone for 2 days. And then that person's like, oh, you're going to be gone 2 days?
Cool.
Well, I'm going to now get my fucking on for 2 days.
Yep.
Hell
we're both,
yeah, dude.
We're both pretty sad.
Feel free to fuck at my house anytime.
But
April.
It's not like we're Thank like telling so one another. Much,
especially Andrea. If I'm out of town.
Oh my fuck god! Yeah. I'll leave you a note so that like if you want to wash your sheets or anything afterwards,
I'm gonna. Here's the thing: I'm gonna wash them, and I would be insulted if you did not fuck on my sheets.
New goal, guys. New goal. Okay, you know that thing where I said maybe I could dog sit for you? I definitely can dog sit for you.
Hell yeah, dude!
Boom!
Hell yeah!
I feel like she's definitely going to deflower your bed.
Oh, it's been deflowered, honey.
Not by you, though. I mean by her. And some...
It'll be the that bed's first
bed
time
has
with
seen
me.
A lot of dick. It's nice. Really fine.
Yeah,
it's
there we
gonna
go.
It's going to be fine.
Awesome.
Love it. Okay.
Sheets let's... wash.
That's true.
I wanted her to wash my sheets. Is
and
that wrong?
And I didn't.
Yeah, and she didn't.
Can I put this pussy?
Yeah, you can. Okay, on that note, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and by that, we're going to have seen the episode and talk way more about it.
When we're back. Sex in the City, guys!
So much sex.
City.
Oh, so much city.
My
oh my god. Gosh.
I think we need to jump right into it.
Let's do it.
Theme of the episode was plus ones because Carrie has her big book party,
yes.
Which everyone has to go to. She doesn't have a plus one. A lot of the girls don't have a plus one
awkward.
Or don't know what to do with
it. Amy Sedaris is there, but no Molly Shannon. Where the hell is that? Like,
I know, right?
Yeah.
Who's Molly Shannon?
Molly Shannon was another book editor. That was, like, with Amy Sedaris. It was, like, the
she
two
was
of them.
She was in earlier episodes. She's another actress who's a comedic actress and general
she was on
actress.
SNL, and she was...
You would recognize her if you saw her.
Damn it.
Mary Catherine Gallagher, superstar.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, that's...
Exactly. Yeah.
That's Molly Shannon.
She's great.
Anyhow.
Okay. Anyhow.
Shout out to those ladies. But going into the episode, Carrie... Everyone's prepping for this book launch, so I'll say for Carrie's storyline, it's about mainly her and Burger, who
Jack
she's
Burger.
Meeting in this episode.
Minutes later, Jack Burger and I slowed down for a little fast food.
Not so much feeding them as I'm hitting them.
Yes, I see that.
Did the man have a little repressed anger, or did he just dislike pigeons, the woman wondered.
The woman is tripping over the term repressed.
I'm not really bitter. I'm just trying it on for size.
I think it fits.
Yeah. A little tight in the crotch.
You're saying crotch to me? We just met.
Along the sleeve?
That is funny.
You see that? It had to be crotch. How's that strawberry shake?
It's very tasty, thank you.
I can't believe that you ordered strawberry. Who orders strawberry after the age of 11?
You have so much to learn about women.
Yeah, that's what a few reviewers said. All right, what's next? How long do I have you for?
Well, I don't know. What else is on your agenda?
I gotta pick up some dry cleaning. Would it be weird for you to come with me to pick up some dry cleaning?
No, it would be weird for you to send me.
It's a nice place right around the corner. Family joint. They have an actual abacus.
We were having one of those great first dates you can only have when it's not an actual date.
Have they met another time?
Yes, this is like probably the fourth or fifth time like he's kind of shown up.
I thought it was the first time.
No, I want to say he's... Pretty. He's been in there earlier when we were seeing him at the Hamptons and stuff, and he was on his motorcycle and he couldn't ride it well.
Okay. And yeah. No, I remember that. Okay.
Did they talk at all, or did she just like see him or like notice him? Or
no,
something?
It was like
they kind of had a thing.
They conversed. They were like vaguely flirtatious then, just like they're vaguely flirtatious in this episode. In like, as Carrie puts it. There's this spark there, you
but
know?
I don't know if he had a girlfriend back then, like, but obviously in this episode, he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, and she's in that situation where she's clearly there being in a very, like, cutesy little way throughout the day.
Well, she kind of makes herself very vulnerable by mm-hmm. saying, like, hey, do you want to be my plus one to this party?
Of
he's
course.
Like, yo, I can't. I got to hang out with my girlfriend. Ah, right. The old ball and chain. It's like, why have you been flirting with me and essentially going on a date with me for this episode?
Have you had that happen to you, ladies, where a guy that's been with somebody
flirting with me
that is flirting with you?
Yes.
Yes.
And then it's later. It's like way later where you're like, find out and you're like, wait.
Why were you flirting with me like this, dude? Like, don't be like, it's cool if you want to be like my buddy, but like, don't flirt with me like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then just pull out the girlfriend card.
Clearly flirting for sure.
So intensely. Like, he even had his arm kind of around her at one point, which is like very inappropriate.
It's true. But I will point out on my side, at least, I know that in the comedy scene and in life, you know, I'm mainly around men.
Sure.
And I keep up, I have friendships with men around me. And I definitely.
Flirtatious-ish.
Yeah, I have ones for that sure. are like, if a dude is single and I'm, you know, somewhat attracted to him, but I'm not like, let's spoil the well of like, I don't want this to be an issue in the future, but like, we'll be kind of flirtatious right. around each other, but there's usually,
it's like a work flirtation.
Yeah, for sure. But that's for the sure. thing is, I know that I personally carry anxiety about the idea of like giving the wrong idea to people or something, mm-hmm. and trying to be loosey-goosey and willing to have fun and express myself, but also not cross lines. That's
what
such
would
a
be
hard
the difference?
Place to
like,
be in.
What would be the difference between like, this is work flirting, this is I want to really bone you flirting?
Nothing.
Availability? I don't... What?
I'm just saying, like,
I think that a flirtation is just feeling out, like, are we compatible, or is this going to stay here forever?
That's true, yeah.
You know, like, to me, like, flirting is like, we're building a rapport, and then every time you think of that person, you're like, oh, I love them. They're great. And then that kind of keeps building until they try to touch your butt.
And that's either a good thing or a bad thing.
Or a bad thing. And then you kind
one
of like
way or
know,
the other.
Like, oh, hey, do I want to take this to the next level? Like, you can keep it at flirting if you want, but like...
Right?
So, like, for example, with Armando...
Right.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so there has to be a moment where it's like, I'm going to cross a line... Hopefully she's into it.
Someone's gonna take
someone
a plunge.
Has to take a plunge.
Yeah,
one
someone
or the
to,
other.
It's like chicken.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, exactly.
Like you're just flirting until someone's like, "But for real though?" And then you're like, right. "Whoa, I was just joking, bro.
Right.
I'm not gay."
And then you're like, "Ah, yeah, right. I meant the same thing. Let's be friends still."
Fine. Or it's the opposite, and you're like, "Oh, thank God."
Yeah, I've definitely had those moments with people, and sometimes I've been like, no, this would be a very bad idea, and I feel like we could still maintain that friendship.
Right.
Or sometimes it's a situation where it's like, I might be in a relationship or they might be in a relationship, so like, we're just not going to even go there. We're not going to address it.
Well,
I don't want to talk about it.
The times in my life that I felt like the difference is when I've been hanging out with a girl in a small distance, you know, a few days, I've seen her like maybe a handful of times. You know, I make a move and then it's like, oh, I misread a sign.
For sure.
That didn't happen. Then it's like easier to, you know, rekindle that like friendship or keep that like, okay, it happened. No big deal. But the times that it's like, you can't go back. It's like, I've been friends with you for like a year and a half, maybe 2 years or something. Mm-hmm. And then I've like been pining after you for like fucking 8 months or whatever. And then I just can't stop it anymore. And I got to tell you, I love you. And then you go, I want to still be friends.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's when
I
you're like,
that.
I, okay, well now
I don't
can't
know.
Go back. Can't go like
I disagree.
I can't I just
I think that the thing is like if you feel like someone is taking advantage of you by like leveraging your romantic interests to like get things from you, then I feel like that's not appropriate. But I do think that if you genuinely care about someone and they're like, hey, like, I genuinely care about you as a human being, but I'm not romantically interested in you, that you should be able to separate your desire from how much you care about that person.
Should be is hard, though, because that's we're fair. Human beings. And the sad, because I agree with you, Andrea, like, but I've had at the same time. That,
like, well, I really care about and I have very strong feelings for, but they might be dating someone else, or like they might have like
they
a
might
thing
reject
going
you
on,
or whatever,
or
it
they
is.
Might reject me, and it's just like, yo, I care about you so much, I don't care. Like, you need to be happy, and like the fact that you're in my life makes my life better. So like, it's totally cool, dude.
Right. Well, maybe I haven't had those experiences.
The experiences I've had, which I think are in the middle, is recently, you know, I was seeing a guy on and off for a couple months or so, and there was definitely, no, it's not who you're thinking it is.
I don't know about
but
this.
Anyhow.
I wasn't thinking of a person. I was just being retarded and thinking when you said on and off, I was like, yeah, you were on and off his dick.
That too, but also we were seeing each other, and then it was a thing of,
I think I know, might take that out.
This, you probably should.
You can keep it. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Okay, but point being, it was a thing of like, we would text regularly and talk and clearly really enjoy like communicating and everything, but afterwards, and I had to kind of learn this a little bit the hard way, but he was kind of like, hey, you know, I don't want to be your friend, but I feel like I need some space for a while. And it was like space for like several months. And then it was still like, you know, afterwards it was never going to be the same.
You can't be that intimate with someone.
And it hasn't
and that's
been.
Fair.
No, mm-hmm. Exactly. But it was like, that was, I know that at the time that was like, that was tough for me, just being like, is this relationship ever going to be a good friendly form of friendly again, because I understand you need your space, but like that's, and I will try and respect that, but also, you know, it sucks for me to be respecting that, because I really like talking to you all the time, and that's fine, but well, I'm sad.
Yeah, it just hurts to know that like you still want to be a part of someone's life that's telling you that they're not interested in being a part of your life in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or just they need their own distance or whatever.
Yeah, that's really,
you know,
hard.
This totally reminds me of what happened to Miranda this
Hell yeah.
episode.
Dude, for real though.
Okay,
because,
Andrea?
Yeah, no joke.
Okay, Daryl, you should say what it was, but I will say right off the bat, very quickly, Andrea, you had a visceral reaction to Miranda's storyline. Like, you were like, oh my god, like the entire time. Daryl, walk us through the storyline real quick, and then we'll get to opinions.
Well, she basically has her arc of, like, she meets up with Walker, who's the dude that's like some like government intelligence agent or something. Where
so he's traveling all the time. They had a date on a previous episode, and now he's back in town.
Manhattan.
Your apartment?
Yes. But, first I have to tell you something.
Ah, there's someone else.
Sort of. I had a baby. But I'm still allowed to have sex.
Is it, mine?
No! No! The guy's a friend who I accidentally slept with.
I'm not good with kids.
Neither am I. Look, months from now, if we're still together, we'll figure this out. But for now, it's just us. And I'm still the same person, so let's go screw our brains out.
And they had a date when she was still pregnant, but she wasn't showing. So she didn't basically say anything. She was just like, oh, yeah, we're just single.
And they fucked on that one, too.
And they fucked. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go to Yemen. And then when I get back, like, you know, in a year or
whatever.
Is it
cool if I call you?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, definitely. Not going to tell you I'm pregnant because I still want to have sex. And there's stigma.
But now she basically had to pony up tonight and say, yo, I'm not only pregnant, I had the baby. And it's a living being that now lives at my house. So if you're going to want to have sex with me, you're going to have to listen to this screaming baby.
The thing is, it's really hard to hide a baby because they are very loud.
They are.
This is a huge problem when trying to smuggle babies out of countries.
Definitely.
And not, just very loud babies.
Well, this is, I guess, the biggest thing to not smuggle babies. Like,
don't
this
smuggle
is the
babies.
Con. This is the biggest con, is that they're loud. They okay, so Miranda.
How about all snuggles, no smuggling? Hey.
But do you all think snuggles, Miranda no should smuggles. Have said it?
Before, huh? Do you think she said it? She should have told him, yo, I'm pregos?
No, or, I don't think, like, okay, you're having a casual sexual encounter with someone that you know is leaving.
Mm-hmm. It was a one-night stand.
It's a
one-night stand. Leaving the fucking country.
Yes.
As long as he wears a condom so it doesn't give your baby herpes on his face, like,
right.
You're fine.
And also, like, so he knows for sure, like, it's probably not me.
Yeah, for sure. But then, like, for him to, like, call her, because I'm sure she was like, yeah, I'm never going to hear from this dude again. Like, whatevs.
But also, I think she might have thought, maybe he'll give me a call.
But the thing is, like, there's so many times where dudes are like, y'all totally call you. Like, I'm never going to hear from this dude again.
Especially when he's leaving the country for a minute.
Yes. Like, it's like, even when you get back, things aren't going to be the same. Who even knows where I'll be at in my life at this
true.
Point? Like,
very
who
true.
Cares?
Or if he will have found someone else.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, you'll have found someone else.
Yeah.
Chances are she could have hooked up with Steve again already.
Totally. Like, but...
Which she ultimately ends up with Steve.
But
spoiler
at this,
alert.
At this point in the plot, they're not together, and they haven't been since the baby.
But also, like, I guess, like, before they have sex this episode, like, she should tell him, like, yo, I got a baby, right?
Well, she did.
Like,
she does.
But not
should she have, what?
They were already horned up, you know? Like,
right.
She buried the lead.
What if she already got, like, straight her up. Orgasm and then just, like, was like, hey, by the way, I have a baby. And he's like, what? I just had sex with you right now. Like, that's not possible.
What she should have done is she should have been like, no, we need to go back to your place. Because
that's what I was thinking.
I was
like, just say
no
to
shit.
Yeah.
Why
he's probably set up in like some sweet ass hotel or whatever.
For sure.
My place is being fumigated or some other lie.
And you know what a babysitter would be super cool with? You coming back by yourself a little bit later.
When would it be like the latest that you tell him that you have a kid? Like, how much could you like keep the ruse going where you're like not like
you get to come once
mm-hmm.
and then you have to have a real conversation about it. But like once you're all horned up, it's just like just go fuck, have a good time. And then if he like is like, yo, I'm not just in town for one more night. Because that's his whole deal. It's like he swings into town. He's there for a bit. He leaves. So if it's like a one-night stand situation, just fuck that guy. He doesn't need to know you have a baby.
That's the best part about that guy type, right?
Like, that's, well, because that's the impression you get, is that Miranda, from their first date, she actually genuinely likes him, and it's mutual. But at the same time, I think that there's an understanding there of he is up front with his, like, I'm only in town for like 3 nights, then I have to go fly off to Europe or wherever.
Does
and
that
she
sound
knows
awesome?
That right off the bat, and she's like, I'm cool with this, let's keep moving forward, because that's like we all know what's going on. And this was her trying to maintain that but also not spoil the well on her end, if that makes sense, because she knows it's very fleeting and temporary. But then she's like, I still want my fleeting temporary thing, and I'm concerned you're going to freak out, which you do eventually, because I have a baby now.
Would you want that? Like, if a dude just is like, hey, twice a year, I'm going to fly in, and you're going to get your world rocked.
Straight up, no joke, I have a dude friend who, like, I knew him when I lived in Milwaukee, we just have a great rapport. I really like him. He's might be a nymphomaniac. Like, mm-hmm. he just has a lot of sexual partners, and he has very wild sex, and, like, that's just who he is as a person.
It's a part of his life.
Right.
It's
well, just he who, it's is just how from he Milwaukee. Is.
Yeah, you know how Milwaukee begin.
Yeah.
And so, like, there have been times in my life where I'm single, and when I hang out with him, we hang out like it's a date, but it's not, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we hold hands, and I think we fooled around twice in the 10 years that we've been friends, and it's always just like, I'm single, you're single, it's whatever.
How yeah. far did the fooling around get?
Just like hand stuff, like mm-hmm. nothing.
First, second yeah. base.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing like, I don't think I could have like sex with him, right. but like I love him and he's my friend and I care about him. And it's nice when you're single and you haven't been in a relationship for right. a long
it's
time
a,
to like
a good
feel
ego
cared
boost.
For.
It's like, oh, yeah, wow, you make me feel nice. Like,
it's not just like a sex thing. It's like, this is a genuine person that I genuinely care about, and I know that they genuinely care mm-hmm. about me.
Mm-hmm. It's
and I'm okay with this being a once in a while
right,
thing.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's an emotional connection, like a
for
psychological
sure.
connection
sure.
that makes it so that you're attracted to that person
right.
to some degree. Like,
yeah.
not like, I want to date you and marry you, but like, you know what, I'd really deeply care about you.
I
and like
felt
would
that.
I do a little something like yeah I would
exactly.
and it'd be nice, but we can leave it there.
But it's also he's also cool with I'm like, yo, I'm like seeing someone, he's like, girl, good for you. Like, it's not, there's no possessiveness
right, right,
and there's
right.
no like anger.
I kind of felt that way with my third cousin.
What? Daryl.
No. Explain. Explain.
Did you fuck your third cousin?
No, but
did you do hand stuff with your third cousin?
Daryl.
I did not do hand stuff. We might have made out once.
This is not okay.
It was a third cousin, all right?
It's a third bad idea. It's a bad idea. It's just bad. Why did you do that?
It was, we were at like a family reunion.
Okay, that's not where you go to look for dates.
I wasn't
also,
looking for a date.
Are you from Alabama?
No.
Daryl, please, we're taking all of this out of the podcast, so spare no details. We want to know exactly what you mean when you say you had a third cousin.
We would hang out. That's the thing. Like, we would see each other maybe twice a year for like 6 or 8 years in a row.
Yep.
And for the first like 4 or 5 years, it would just be like, we'd just hang out, you know, we would be those people that we would just get each other. You know, we would do all those like,
you click,
she would get my movie references and all this stupid pop culture stuff. Like, yeah, we would just be, it would, and we're the same age.
You had a good rapport.
But it's like we were those people where it was like literally like we were only like related by marriage. It wasn't even like full on like hereditary.
So there's
or
no blood connection?
No, there's no blood.
It's like a step cousin type situation.
It's definitely like, yeah, like my brother or like my great uncle's like nephew's daughter.
That's still blood.
It's still blood, but there's a way. I don't even know if it's cousins or not.
It's still blood, bro. It's still weird as fuck, dog.
There will be blood.
Straight up, growing up, I have cousins that are like adopted.
Mm-hmm.
So like technically no blood. Like we're the same age. We hung out.
Yeah.
But, like I would never. It's like that's my cousin though. Like it's weird. It would be weird.
Right. Well. It wasn't weird.
Oh, God, Daryl, no, what?
I'm not saying it was like we went all the way or anything.
Did
or
you
like,
do hand stuff with your third cousin?
I don't even think there was hand stuff. I think it was
you
literally.
You just like made out?
Yep.
You touched boobs,
I
maybe?
Think it maybe. Maybe above the.
How old are you?
13, 14.
See, but I get that of like, I don't think that's like, it's not ideal. But also, like, I can see that thing, like, degree of removal.
I started hanging out with her at 9 or something, or like 8.
And then you're going through that very strange hormonal age together, and you feel removed. I'm not condoning it.
And
I'm just saying,
like,
that, like,
this is
it
a
does
cool
seem
person, and then,
very
yeah,
human.
You start to feel feelings. You start to get like, wow, you look a lot different than last year. Like,
yeah, but also you're just 13.
But
you
still somehow like my family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but also,
like,
you're 13.
Still cool.
You don't
we're
know what
still
to
cool,
do. You know? This is a very... We've revealed some weird secrets during
that's the thing,
this
though,
podcast.
Obviously, like, yeah, we did do a little of the making out, but then there was, like, some, like, clear reflection of, like, yeah, we probably shouldn't do that. Let's move on to Charlotte.
Yes, we haven't followed Charlotte.
Oh, honey, poor Charlotte. She really got
cock-blocked. She hooked up with a dude named Anthony, I want to say.
I can't remember his name, but he looked like a Fabio wannabe, kind of.
He looked like Gumby without his suit on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Manja. I ordered breakfast.
You're too good to be true.
Unfortunately, Charlotte was about to get much more than she ordered.
Is anybody home?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, hello, Charlotte.
Bunny, what are you doing here?
The question is, what are you doing here? I'm hearing things from the co-op board.
They're spying on me?
Mrs. Collier saw you kissing a male caller in the hall in the middle of the day.
I believe that kissing is allowed.
And Mrs. Pierce said a gentleman, we assume it was the same one, but who knows, came home with you last night. And according to the doorman, he hasn't left yet.
What I do with my life in my apartment is...
That's the thing, dear. It's not your apartment.
Trey gave me this apartment.
It's not Trey's to give. And this apartment remains in the McDougal name, whereas you, Charlotte York, do not. So you see, it's rather a sticky subject, made stickier by the fact that you're still married.
You're married?
I'm not married. I'm separated.
Aren't you missing a pair of trousers?
You have to go.
Don't you hustle me out, young lady. This is Chanel.
Charlotte discovered that a plus one plus one ex-mother-in-law equals disaster.
He definitely only had a tanned head, no tanned body.
It was weird. The whole thing was weird.
Wasn't like a farmer's tan. It was like a literal, like, he just had his head tan.
I can see how he would be the representation of, like, the front of a romance novel.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, that's what women are attracted to. And women are like, I don't know about that, but I'll still buy the book.
Straight up, he's like, this thing happens sometimes, I think, where women are like, well, he's tall. And then that just negates every other feature of that human. And I think that's what happened to Charlotte. She's like, he's like 6 feet. And then he's like, yeah, but my hair is weird and I'm gangly and odd looking.
But
and
also, like, it's blonde. So, ugh. You know, that's another point for some reason. Yeah.
Yeah, he's Aryan. He's too Aryan, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. I want somebody in the ovens, not the person putting them in the ovens.
Jesus Christ, Daryl.
Daryl, as we know, the Holocaust never happened in the Sex and the City universe,
right. No.
So that makes no sense.
Also,
neither did 9/11. Fun fact. We know for a fact that never happened in Sex and the City, so that's fine.
So, it's just never addressed.
No, it isn't.
And
ever.
Then, okay, so Charlotte gets her rebound, she's knocking boots, and then suddenly Bunny shows up and is like, yo, you don't own the deed to this place.
Yeah, and that's the thing, though, is that because Charlotte, we had an arc earlier where she replaced, it was a big deal for her. She was married to the McDougals.
Yes.
And she replaced the placard on the door from McDougal to York. And that was a big step for her. And frankly, she's not been doing much since her divorce.
Apparently, she, like, changed the nameplate on her door, but she didn't do it with... an actual, like, deed?
That's the thing, like, that we don't know, because it's very vague. Just Trey said the apartment is yours when they separated.
Yeah, that was a thing for sure.
But we also all know that Bunny is a little bit terrifying and crazy.
She's the fucking worst, dude.
She is.
Well, of course.
I never liked her. And also, like, I'm pretty sure she touched her kid and that's what made him so fucked up.
Yes, because they bathe together and shit. It's still weird.
Like, weird
they
shit.
They bathe
there.
Together and he's 50.
Yep.
Yeah, there's some creepy mommy dearest bullshit happening there.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's basically. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say he's fucked her, but he's done as much, like, the thing that you do right up before you fuck her.
Well, it just
lots of mouth kissing for a mother, father. Mm-hmm. Mother.
Yeah, it just feels very Oedipal undertones. But anyhow, so she, during their marriage, was pretty overbearing, I think it's safe to say.
Oh, yeah.
And now they've been, like, separated for a while, clearly working on their divorce, clearly separated. It's set between those two, but she still has to kind of come in and meddle and be like, you're seeing men as a married woman. And she's like,
we're separated.
Fucking Trey knows
and
we're separated.
He also gave me this place, so fuck off.
And then she's like, no, how dare you?
But I understand that's understandable with Bunny, because that's like, in today's market, that would be like a $30 million like apartment.
True, yes. But straight up, that dude, if he was any bit of smart, would have just been like, oh, that bitch is crazy. Let's keep fucking. You're hot as shit. Like, why would he be like, oh no, I'm scared away by an old lady with a key to this apartment? Like, you can get the locks changed. You can call the police. Like, what? There's so many things you can do to, like, remedy that situation.
And but also, it was still technically in her family's name and not in Charlotte, so I could see that being a little
bit
more trepidous.
Maybe he's had a lot of, like, experience in these, like, types of situations where he's, like, fucked a lot of rich women and suddenly this has happened.
They have the husband.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm not getting involved with this shit.
That's what I was going to say, is I feel like for her gentleman, the trigger word was, you know, you're still married. And he was kind of like, nope, I've seen this before.
That's fair. I get that. You know what? Honestly, if I, like, went back to a dude's place and then I found out that he was still technically married, I'd be like, I'm not about this bullshit.
Right. But would you still fuck him?
If we had already banged, it's fine.
Yeah.
If we had not, I'd be like, yeah, probably peace out till you figure your shit out. Like,
call
me in a couple weeks, bro.
Right. Okay. So keep it close to the vest till after we bang. Then I'll reveal it.
No, what?
No.
Let me
peep.
Divorced?
Let me peep them divorce papers.
Actually, let me look at your dick first. Because, like, we could sort this out. You know?
Let's do both. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, double down.
Like, I could read legal papers while you eat me out. Problem solved.
I will
solved.
Say, like, yeah.
Boom. Helping you with this divorce.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, I do feel like a lot of problems get solved by how big your dick is.
No.
Why is that unfortunate?
Because mine is not that big.
Here's the thing. I think a lot of dudes don't think their dick is big, but then it's like a pretty good dick still. Because like Armando's always like, I'm wearing my dick small. It's like, I don't know. It takes up two hands and like that's all. This more than enough for me.
Right.
So like I don't get. I guess like he's a big man, so he thinks it's small, but it's not.
Well, there's a relative size, obviously. Like if you have like a large stature or if you have like a lot of extra weight, maybe you're thinking that you're a little underweight. Even though it's like not that underweight, because
those are fireworks, right?
It is, but also I feel like guys are always gonna think they're small just because they do.
Most guys think there's.
I think it's paranoia. I think there's like it's the same as the whole feminine mystique thing, where like it's so drilled in by our societal representations and norms that like it's
porn.
It is porn
obviously because
they have super big dicks and it's like no one's dick is that big and
nothing's
if I do
smaller than 12 inches and
you're like
well,
oh it's small
also
it's
that
like,
is too
no.
big I don't want
that's
that
the problem like, I'm right. So I met dudes with huge, like, I've been with dudes that have dicks that are so big that I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. This hurts. I don't like anything that's happening.
Right.
Yeah. And then they're like, yeah, I've been with girls that say it's still too small. And I'm like, who are these horse-vagined women? Where yep. are they? What's happening?
Well, the Kama Sutra always talked about this, where it was like three different sizes, where you have like elephant, donkey, and mouse.
Really? When I don't remember that part.
And when it comes to like both men and women, like you have three sizes, and it's mouse, donkey, and elephant.
Women and, also have these sizes?
Yes.
Like,
so you have like guys that have huge dicks, small dicks, and you have girls with huge vaginas, small vaginas.
Interesting.
And you can get a girl that has a mouse vagina that meets an elephant dick, and you're like, whoa, this is way huge.
Yeah, it's like this a chihuahua fucking a Great Dane. Stupid. It's not going to work.
And then you get a girl that does have an elephant vagina still and then meets an elephant dick, and you're like, yeah, I can fucking take this. And it's fine. It's whatever.
Interesting. So you have to find the key that fits your lock.
That's the thing. You got to be a mouse pussy with a mouse dick.
That's
and
beautiful.
And you're in like Flint.
That's or like art. You have a donkey dick in a mouse vagina, but you guys are both freaky.
Yeah, so it's like
it works.
I
out.
Like a little small. You like a little big. And
there's
it's
some
fine.
Flexibility yeah. there. Okay, we have a couple more storylines yeah. left, I believe.
Samantha, we didn't talk about the.
Oh,
skin
we haven't
peel.
Talked about oh, Samantha. Yeah. She was getting all the plastic surgery
the
done.
Botox.
She was getting Botox, and then she got suggestive sold on a chemical peel. And mm-hmm. she looked like her skin was rotting off of her face.
Samantha didn't need a man to make her feel positive, but she did need a man to inject her forehead every so often.
We like to warn our patients that some people find it difficult to register emotion on their faces after the injections, so you might have to say, I am so angry.
Miss Jones is familiar with the procedure. Oh.
New ones.
Like most high-powered women, Samantha could handle the stress of her job, but not the stress lines.
Before we do the Botox, have you thought about a freshening chemical peel? It takes 15 minutes and it can make you look 10 to 20 years younger.
Oh!
15 minutes later, Samantha seemed to have it all. Peeled off.
Oh yeah, she definitely took like two layers off of her skin. She was definitely down to the dermis. But also, you guys do any like plastic surgery shit?
No, I had a chemical peel when I was a kid because I had my acne was so bad and it just made it red. And I was like,
and you look like Samantha, or?
I mean, my face was very red, and then I just feel like it never got better. And I was like, this was bad. Why
you
did
had
the doctor
bad acne?
Say this was good?
You don't look like you have acne
it's
anymore.
It's not great right now. My pores are pretty big, but what are you going to do?
Okay.
As a person with acne, I'm like, I could
I
see you having acne. Not like you have it now, but
currently.
Like you. It's no, I know. You have like little spots. And like that's the thing is that you're not like crazy covered in acne. I'm not crazy covered in acne. But I have a long history of it. And like it leaves us marks.
Mm-hmm. I have acne everywhere but my face.
Have you thought about getting a chemical peel?
Yes.
On your back? And I assume tits. And I assume butt. I don't know.
Tits?
Yeah, both butt and tits for sure.
Tacne?
I have all the titney and the assney for sure.
This sounds like a medical condition for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You might just have chicken pox, Daryl.
It's true.
I'm not sure.
Or shingles.
Yeah, shingles or measles or any of that.
Did you get vaccinated? Were your parents anti-vaxxers?
My sister did. Did that mean I did as well? Or
you tell us.
I would assume not. I thought it was like a double dragon thing, like where she got like, you know, vaccinated. And
is that why she's taller than you?
Yeah, and hotter too.
And hotter is because she got vaccinated and you got the measles.
It's true. Like that's probably why I don't have hair either, right?
Yeah.
God damn it, LA! Why are you warping our views?
God damn it! Vaccinate your kids, kids.
Don't do it.
Exactly. So that was just like a fun little byline, pretty much, and. I think we've covered all the ladies, right?
Should we get into the fashion?
Yes, but I want to cover one last thing because I think that this was one of the episodes, very quickly, where Stanford had an interesting arc where because he has his boyfriend who is this very young, hot thing. Yeah, he's a dancer. And Stanford is there with basically his arm candy. But also, they've been dating for 4 months, so we don't know how serious it is. But he had that moment of trying to prove something to someone who had turned him down before. Who'd been like, I'm better than that.
Charlotte, hello.
Hi, Stanford. You remember Anthony?
Oh, of course. You tried to fix us up at the fashion show. I didn't know you'd be here. This is Marcus, my boyfriend.
Really? How long you two been going together?
4 months.
Four whole months. Good luck to you.
You don't need luck. We're in love.
Shrimp!
For some people, having it all is not enough. They need someone who missed out on it all to be jealous.
We're getting a house in the Hamptons. This friggin' coconut shrimp. What do you do with the tails? Mr. Shrimpy!
And he has a large penis.
What do we think of that?
Oh,
because
wow.
I actually thought that was a decent character moment for him.
I loved it.
It was kind of sad.
It was.
Because I've also been there where you're like with someone and you're like, I just want you to know that I'm doing better than you.
But I like it because Anthony didn't give Stanford the time of day. Like, he was definitely, like, the person that kind of was like...
Stanford was kind of groveling for attention.
Right, exactly.
Throughout.
It's like, oh, okay, you, like, shunned me or you, like, pushed me to the side. Now I found somebody else, and he's way better than you, so now look at this. And then, obviously, Anthony was definitely jealous.
He was definitely disbelieving at first, but kind of like, okay, whatever, and just blew it off, which is fine. But I just like, I could relate super hard with Stanford in this episode
of
where I was
course.
Like, that's such a, like, it is kind of sad and it's a lot of things all at once, but that's very human.
But
and I get that.
100,
yeah.
Yeah. That's so, that's the most real thing. It's just like,
we
oh,
all
God.
Know that thing.
Here's what's even weirder is because if you watch the whole series, especially the both movies, is that you realize, like, eventually Stanford and Anthony get together.
What?
And get married.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they do.
That's kind of cute.
So then
right?
it's like,
I know.
Oh, they're just, like, toying with each other right now. They're just kind of like... Oh,
are there any healthy relationships in this show ever? Because, like, everything
really.
Is, like, people hate each other at some point before they get married.
There is this, like, back and forth with a lot of relationships where it's, like...
When Carrie was with Aiden, he was pretty healthy about it. And then
definitely.
She kind of blew that up in his
she
face for being
everything.
Healthy.
She hated that it was so healthy.
Yeah, she was real upset by that.
He was like, we're great. I have a great job. You have a great job. We're amazing.
Let's commit.
Let's get married. Let's do the thing. Let's live in a house in Connecticut.
And she's like, I don't know. I can't decide. I just, let's, and I'm, and then he's like, I'm offering myself to you. And she's like, I'm just, can't we draw this out into a weird, scary, psychological game like the Saw films? Mm-hmm. And he's like, no. Because I respect myself. And she's like, oh, so that means you don't love me. And he's like, no, I do. And she's like, bye forever. And then she runs away.
What a dumb bitch.
Yeah, and then her other love of her life goes like, hey, by the way, I bought a wine in Vineyard. Or a vineyard in
Napa.
Big. Peace out. I'm also leaving.
Yeah, that's exactly
Wait,
it.
Was she...
But he's also like, I will keep you on the hook the entire fucking time because fuck your self-respect. I prefer the game. And she's like, I know the game. So she went with it.
Wait, so hold on real quick. So when she was with Aiden, was she also talking to Big still?
Kind of.
They were still talking,
so
but
she ruined
she was
they were
very
friends. worlds.
She ruined it by being super into Big.
Kinda.
It was very uncomfortable, and Aiden was like, I don't like this. And she was just like, yeah, I know, but he's a friend now. And Aiden's like, no, I don't want him to say it. I don't want him to stay at my place. And then she's like, but he's drunk. He can't drive back to the city. And Aiden's like, I'm mad, but he can stay here so he doesn't drive drunk. But also, I'm mad. And then, and he still put up with it. It still was on
Did
Carrie.
Did she sleep with him?
Mm-mm.
No, not while. Well,
no, not while they're together. No,
not when they were dating. But then she did cheat once with Big when she was together with Aiden for the first time. So it's
first
all just
time,
it's
not
all
the
just
second time.
Bad.
Not when they got back.
It's all bad.
Yeah,
when because
it's
she
sticky.
Begged him
it's
because
sticky.
She
because
begged him to
it's
get back together with her.
Chasing Big this whole movie, and he's a horrible piece of shit. And then she has something decent, and she can't just stick with that. That's so upsetting.
That's the thing why she...
It is.
That's why she likes Big so much, is because he keeps her on her toes. He keeps her guessing.
Well, he keeps her wanting his validation and love because it is not guaranteed.
That's
because they're playing a weird, scary Saw game.
In fairness, she also wears high-heeled shoes, so she's literally always on her toes.
It's true.
Anyway.
Like Barbie.
One of my friends said, it's my favorite thing, he goes, why do women, he goes, when women take selfies, sometimes they step on their tiptoes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it, do women think that being off balance is sexy?
Yeah.
Because, like, we wear high-heeled shoes and just, like, constantly on our tip, like, why? It's very
funny. I always notice that, too, where, girls, they will take a picture, but they will always put their, like, knee kind of up, like they're kind of like a horse, like they're kind of like,
Yeah, I don't...
Like,
right?
Prancing, like, instead of just,
you
like,
know what? It's
stand
all
here.
A societal construct, and it's all scary nonsense we have to deal with. Let's real quick go through fashion for, like, 2 minutes, and then get to final thoughts, and let's... Let our listeners get back to their lives, which I assume are meaningless
Good.
Without this podcast.
Oh, yes. Fashion, turn to left. Fashion, turn
to left. Fashion, fashion. Okay, so first off the bat,
good improv.
We have Carrie's dress when she was hanging out with Burger.
That was
Very
actually
cute.
Wonderful.
Very cute.
I loved
Super.
It.
10 out of 10 would wear sundress. I don't like the jacket, whatever that nonsense was, but like the dress was
oh,
very
right.
cute.
Like the little like cardigan that was mm-hmm. like over it. Yeah.
It wasn't even a card. It was like a full length coat with embroidery for some reason. Mm. Like you have a dress on. Like you don't need this jacket.
And then, but I like Burger's jacket.
He looked
no,
handsome.
No, his was good.
Yeah. He was very like professor handsome.
Definitely.
Yes. Ugh. So hot. Okay. Can I just say opposite thought for her at her book release party, because she had kind of like a peasant blouse thing going mm-hmm, on, but mm-hmm. it was split down the sides when she went
yes.
out with her driver.
Yes.
Yeah. The woman who was just like, we're celebrating your book release. And she's like, okay, this isn't scary. Because
yeah.
you're a limo driver instead of an Uber driver.
And the limo and driver's outfit was snazzy, too.
No, it was exactly what you'd want a limo
From
driver's outfit
mm-hmm.
to
yeah.
be. Oh, fuck yeah. This was early 2000s at
okay.
this point.
Yeah, she still had a cap.
But still, no, she had
a
it
jacket,
going on.
Everything.
But, like, Carrie, I did question her mm-hmm. fashion at that moment. Like, I was like, you're showing a lot of skin, but in, like, weird... Really, just strange ways. I don't know how to feel about it.
What about Samantha's
beekeeper outfit?
Yeah, beekeeper
Loved
outfit.
It. Straight up,
with
Loved it.
It was like a from a funeral. It was like
yeah,
she
it was,
was
very funny.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great, and honestly, her dress was hot. She just looked like
definitely.
A
it
widow.
Had that back that was like
yeah.
kind of like open. And
it had that sexy "I killed mm-hmm. my husband" widow look that I
yeah.
I like that a lot. What else?
She looked very Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Definitely. I you like know? That. I like that. And then we had Charlotte's bow necklace. I like
oh.
that.
Super cute.
Super
Charlotte,
cute.
You go could almost see her nipple in one scene. Mm-hmm. It was like...
You kind of could.
So well, a little bit of pink, and you're like, girl, you gotta...
When we saw her hooking up with her dude for the episode, I think we did see a little side nip.
I saw a nipple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I for sure saw a nipple.
Which is rare for Charlotte, and therefore we celebrate it because,
all
like...
the more.
Like you make us want it. You make us want it, Charlotte.
And then,
we
of
love
course,
you.
We had Isaac Mizrahi.
What?
A little guest star. He's a huge fashion designer. Isaac Mizrahi.
What?
Yeah, he was like the guy that like kind of gave her a little like pep talk at the end.
Was he the dude who was like, you can quote me?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay, yeah. So that's an actual like face show of
that
a person
guy, yeah.
in the fashion industry.
He's like
okay.
a really big okay. name in the industry.
That's pretty cool.
Ladies, why am I educating you in this?
I don't understand. I don't know the rules. I'm so sorry.
I know.
I know the rules. I just flaunt them with my ignorance.
Oh, the story arc we didn't talk about is the lady who looks like Martha Stewart's evil twin.
Oh, right. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. The Vogue editor.
The Vogue editor.
Candace Bergen.
Candace Bergen, who cannot have it all.
She cannot have it all.
It looks like she does, and then she does not.
She tries to say, like, hey, I have a dude, and we have a thing that's a relationship that's, like, we keep it professional, but also, like, he has a chick on one side, I'm on the other side.
We have a boundary, like when he's in this zone, he's mine. When he's in this zone, he's hers. But then
she shows up.
She shows up to the party.
Mm-hmm.
And they have issues. Okay, very quick. What were our main initial thoughts about that, Daryl?
Well, I feel like it's all good in theory. Like, they were trying to put out. But obviously, in reality...
It's rough, dude.
It's rough. Like, you want to think that you're, like, not...
You're more evolved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're immune to this shit.
Or you're too smart, or whatever.
But in practice, you're not. Mm-hmm. You just fucking go, like, whoa. I do feel jealousy. And I told her I wasn't gonna do this, but I did.
Andrea, thoughts?
Yeah, I also felt that way of just, like... It's really hard to say you're okay with something.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to break it all off. Like, you don't want to take the whole thing away. Like,
I was actually talking about that the other day with someone with, like, the concept of open relationships. Because there's a difference between polygamy, where you are open from the beginning. You're like, hey, I'm a person who enjoys multiple sexual partners. Are you this way? And they're like, yo, totally cools me for sure. It's up front. It's honest.
Right.
Versus being in a relationship with someone, wanting to cheat, and then telling them that you either want an open relationship or to break up. Because then you're leveraging the relationship. It's not honest and it's not
it's
clear.
It's this ultimatum.
It's an ultimatum. Yeah. So like that, I feel, is like kind of what happened here, where she, in a way... got a deal, quote unquote, and was like, well, that is fine for me. Like, that works for me.
Right.
Because I like being with you and I like sleeping with you, and it's okay if you have your side thing because I'm the only thing here. But, like, not recognizing that, like, yeah, this does hurt my feelings and I do want to be your only person, you know?
Mm.
I think it's important for women now, especially, to just be honest with their partners and be honest with themselves when their partner's like, I think we should do an open relationship. You should say no if you really think that's not okay.
I think that's part of the struggle, though, just to chime in,
is
because that's because we've spoken before on this podcast earlier about the blinders we put on ourselves. And I think it's so challenging to try and recognize your own
limitations
and your own needs that you don't want to acknowledge. And that's the thing. It's just that, like, should we all? Absolutely. And is it not fair if we don't? Absolutely. But at the same time, I think there's something to the red flag theory of recognizing behaviors or
that are manipulative
things in people around you who have the best of intentions or who want the best, but who maybe can't accept something about themselves.
Yeah.
To be fully honest.
Well, it's hard because, like, especially I feel like as a woman, you want to be like the cool girl. You don't want to be the bummer.
No, you're absolutely.
Like, yeah, I'm like super open and just like really cool with it. Like, it's super fine if you have like a side piece in another city. Like, what ifs? And it's like, oh, I'm actually not okay with that.
Right. Well, it's so hard to like be upfront with what your limitations are, what you're like cool with.
For sure.
But also, like, it's hard to go against the social grains that we've all like indoctrinated ourselves in with, where it's like
that we live inside of,
right? Where it's like, okay, maybe deep down you're cool with the exact same thing that I'm with, but I don't want to deep down like open up with like, hey, I'm kind of into this,
or I
like
had
right up front,
or I had a baby.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's rough. That's hard.
So it's like you keep it close to the vest, or you kind of like don't divulge it up front. And then eventually you have to kind of like bring it out eventually.
But then that's the thing is, what are you lying to others about or like holding back from others versus what are you holding back from admitting to yourself about who you are? Yeah, that's the real. But I think that's a big. Human,
I think that
difficulty
with the internet, that's almost in a way like a blessing, because you can be like upfront, like with the internet, you can just be like, hey, I like marionettes.
I like
my dick.
Yeah, I like yeah. fucking marionettes. All
oh,
right,
no,
you into that?
You know what though? That's beautiful in its own really terrifying, disgusting way.
As long as you don't get all tangled up in those strings,
right.
Bro, get it.
Hey.
Fucking you do you. You do you.
And also that marionette.
Exactly. Okay.
I like relationships with many strings attached.
Oh. Bow, 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 bow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
final
Daryl,
thoughts.
Yes.
Let's wrap it up. Final thoughts of the episode. Daryl.
I like this episode a lot. I like anything where I feel like kind of like some characters grow,
yeah,
you know, as people.
Yeah, that I think that was good.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a good episode overall.
Yeah. And, you know, it's always fun to see characters also kind of in a little self-deprecation. Samantha kind of got like the butt of the joke this episode. But overall... You know, good episode. You know, good mid-season episode.
Yep. Andrea?
Yeah, I think I agree with Daryl. I definitely think that, like, the characters all did grow a little bit this mm-hmm. time. But, yeah, just, it really, something that really upset me was when Carrie was like, well, how happy are they? Mm. Like, when she's talking about Burger and his girlfriend. It's like, well... If he's being a shitty boyfriend now, is that someone that you want to date? Like,
right,
do you want to date someone that is going to cheat on?
It is always weird how like
person,
like you want to sabotage this thing, and then you want to eventually be like, well, he won't have that same thing happen later with
it's
me.
Just,
like,
my mom's rules are: once a cheater, always a cheater, and I found that
I mean.
To be 100% true. Is like anytime I date someone where I find out that they've cheated in the past. They usually cheat again.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah usually that behavior is habitual, for sure.
It is.
There we go.
What's your final thoughts? Yeah.
And tell people when you have a fucking baby. Oh, my God. That's it.
Yeah. Do that.
Yeah.
At least before they're five.
Or go have sex at their place instead of yours.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But anyhow, I loved this episode. I thought it was wonderful. I thought that most of the characters got really good arcs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I loved Charlotte struggling with her past because she's technically still married, but like family is intervening. You know,
mm-hmm.
her previous in-laws are getting involved because
she's...
That's
very real, too.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
Bonnie's always a cunt.
No, for forever. And I love that. I loved Carrie's whole thing. I love Burger. I love just all the weird relationship dynamics that they were able to play out under this one single party. You know, it's mm-hmm. they all came together and kind of all the weird spices mixed together and created all these reactions, which made sense.
It was great.
And they were deeply awkward, but in very human ways. So I thought it was a very good episode. Should we move on to plugs?
Yeah. Andrea, throw out that social media.
What's up, dude? I'm a comedian, artist,
right?
Podcaster.
Yeah.
Everything. Everything under the sun. Just look up
Andrea Gazzetta. Yeah, you can do it. If you like podcasts, which I hope so, you're listening to this one.
Yeah.
But if you also like cults,
I would assume so.
The religious organization, not the baby horses. You can check out Cult Podcast, which is a podcast I do with my boyfriend and one of our friends, and it's about cults. We research a new cult, and then we talk about it and we make fun of it, and it's very funny.
Hey, is there a cult about Sex and the City? Or?
There is not yet, but we did cover a cult about Final Fantasy VII. Very
of course.
Oh, wait, maybe it was Final Fantasy V. I don't remember. But
well, maybe we should start that cult after this podcast.
Nope. But yeah. Don't want to.
Okay. Well, on that note, guys, follow definitely Andrea wherever you get podcasts and wherever you just find art and media. And then follow us
the
on the
internet.
Yeah, on the internet.
It's all on the internet, kids.
And then follow us on the liner notes. April.
What?
Take us out.
We'll be back next week. Thank you. Bye.